Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. It's good to see you again. Get on this train. Let's ride. I've got another story for you. So, I've been talking about how my grandfather came to stay at my house. My grandfather loves animals, you know. He has 3 dogs, 3 cats, and now a kitten. That's 7 animals. 7 extra animals in my house. I have a dog, which you probably know if you've listened to this podcast before. My dog's name is Shelby. Shelby is a small brown dog. She's very calm most of the time. She gets along with most dogs, and other dogs get along well with her, too. They sniff each other's butts. That's what dogs do when they meet each other. Sniff each other's butts. They wag their tails at each other. And they play around, like dogs do. Grandpa's dogs stayed mostly outside in the yard, and Shelby ran and played with them out there. They had a good time together. Now, my dog Shelby gets along pretty well with cats also, but when the 4 new cats, well, 3 cats and a kitten, came into the house all at once, well, that caused a bit of a problem at first. Shelby growled. Shelby barked. The cats hissed back. The cats jumped high up on the shelves and furniture and looked down at the dog with their backs arched. The hair on every animal's back was standing up. But after that first meeting, things calmed down, especially with the kitten. The kitten was a black, orange, and white cat. But for some reason, my grandfather named her Pink. I think it was a joke, because like I said, she was black, orange, and white. Anyway, Pink and Shelby became best friends. Pink slept in Shelby's bed. She slept on top of Shelby. She cleaned her fur while sitting on Shelby. They got along very well and were very cute together. When Papa... Oh, that's what I call my grandfather, you know. When Papa was ready to go back home, he put his 3 dogs and 3 adult cats into the car. But he couldn't find Pink anywhere. I helped him look around for her, but no luck. Finally, after a long time, Papa said, "Maybe she doesn't want to go back with me." I agreed. That's what I'd been thinking, too. "I think she's happy here, Papa," I said. Papa smiled at me, gave me a hug, and drove off in his small, animal-packed car. And I went looking for Pink to tell her the good news. That's all for today, folks. I hope you enjoyed these 3 episodes about my grandfather's visit. Next time, we'll talk about something different. Can't wait to see you then, on the next Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. Be sure to go to boxcarenglish.com and find out how to take lessons with me. And you can support the podcast at patreon.com/boxcarenglishpodcast. You can get transcripts, activities, and you can chat with me by contributing to the podcast. And I really hope you do that. It would really mean a lot to us, and let us keep making this podcast. So thanks a lot, everybody, and goodbye.